National Scholarship Documents and Consent, September 16. Second round applicants for the second semester of the 2026 academic year National Scholarship must check whether they are required to submit documents and whether household member consent has been completed. Any incomplete items must be completed on the Korea Student Aid Foundation website or app by 18:00 on September 16, 2026. Log in to the Korea Student Aid Foundation website or app under your own name. Under application status, confirm that your application for the second semester of the 2026 academic year was successfully received. Submit only the required documents shown under document submission status. Check each household member's consent status for information sharing and complete any items without consent. Confirm again that all items are marked complete by 18:00 on September 16, 2026. If you completed the second round application for the National Scholarship for the second semester of the 2026 academic year by 18:00 on September 9, you are subject to follow-up checks. Check the status of your documents and household member consent on the Korea Student Aid Foundation website or app. Any incomplete items must be completed by 18:00 on September 16 for the review to proceed. Based on the second round National Scholarship application schedule for the second semester of the 2026 academic year deadlines, and what you can do now, the two deadlines apply to different procedures. New applications cannot be submitted after September 9. Only follow-up actions for existing applicants are available until September 16. Category deadline: what you can do now. New student application closed at 18:00 on September 9, 2026. No new applications after the deadline. Document submission for designated applicants by 18:00 on September 16, 2026. Submit requested documents. Household member consent to provide information by 18:00. On September 16, 2026, obtain consent from household members who have not yet consented. The review does not begin immediately just because you clicked the application button. Applicants required to submit documents must provide the requested materials. Any required household member consent must also be completed by the deadline. The National Scholarship Application and Document Verification, document submission, applies only to designated applicants, as well as household member consent, must be completed for the National Scholarship Review for the second semester of 2026 to proceed. Korea Student Aid Foundation. National Scholarship Application Schedule for the second semester of 2026. How to check document submission and household member consent first. Check the application receipt and each follow-up item separately. If you close the screen after checking only the application status, you may miss incomplete items. Menu names on the website may change following updates. Log in under your own name. Use the Korea Student Aid Foundation website or official app. Check your application status. Confirm that your application for the second semester of the 2026 academic year was received. Open the document submission status. Check whether you are required to submit documents and review the list of required documents. Submit only the documents shown. Do not upload materials that are not listed. Check the household member consent status. Household members who have not consented must provide consent through identity verification. Check the completion status again. Confirm the final status by 18:00 on September 16, 2026. Items to prepare. The materials shown on the screen are the individual submission requirements that apply to you. If verification of family relationships is necessary, related certificates may be required. Household member consent requires an identity verification method belonging to the applicable household member. The applicant's own login method for the Korea Student Aid Foundation individual certificates shown in the document submission status, the household member's own identity verification method, legible files of the documents to be uploaded materials, confirming the application semester and enrollment. Status summary by condition. The required action varies according to the status shown on the screen. Not every applicant must submit family relationship documents. Follow the status displayed by the Korea Student Aid Foundation rather than relying on your own judgment. Screen status or situation required action caution. Not required to submit documents, check the status. Without submitting separate documents, check household member consent. Separately required documents. Incomplete, submit the displayed documents by the deadline. Do not assume completion merely because files were transmitted. Required documents complete, check again. For additional requests, review the details. If optional documents are indicated, household member has not consented, the applicable household member must consent directly. The applicant cannot consent on their behalf. Family relationship. Verification required, submit the certificate specified on the screen. Do not substitute a document of your own, choosing family relationship. Changed or cannot be verified, complete additional verification. According to the foundation's guidance, requirements may differ in cases such as death or divorce. Unmarried applicants may need to check their parents' consent status. Married applicants may be required to obtain spousal consent. Check the application screen to identify who must actually provide consent. How to read complete and incomplete statuses. An upload record does not mean that preparation for review is complete. After submitting documents, reopen the document submission status. Check required documents and household member consent separately. Status shown meaning next action required to submit documents. There are materials that must be submitted, check and upload the specified documents. Required documents incomplete, not all required documents have been processed, check for omissions or identification errors. Required documents complete. Required materials have been processed, check for additional requests and consent status. Household member has not consented, required consent remains outstanding. The applicable household member must consent directly. Household member consent complete. The applicable consent has been processed, check the status of other household members as well. The wording shown may differ between the app and the website. What matters is whether any incomplete items remain. Base your final confirmation on the current status shown in the Korea Student Aid Foundation system. Relief review conditions for second round applications by current students. As a rule, current students must apply during the first round application period. Relief applications may be applied automatically up to twice while enrolled for second round applicants. Even after automatic application, applicants must pass the eligibility review. A relief application does not guarantee scholarship payment. The criteria for the applicable scholarship type, including the student aid bracket and grades, are reviewed. You must also check the application results to see how many times relief has already been applied. New students and transfer students are treated separately from the rule that current students must apply in the first round. Readmitted and returning students are also reviewed according to their enrollment status. Confirm that the enrollment status entered in the application matches your actual status. Comparison of review and selection authorities by scholarship. Even if you submitted an integrated application, the selection process differs by program. The Korea Student Aid Foundation and universities also handle different areas of the review. Selection for one program does not guarantee selection for another. Program role of the Korea Student Aid Foundation, role of the university national scholarship type, eligibility review, including the student aid bracket, verification of enrollment status, and application to tuition national scholarship type Roman II, provision of application information and the basis for review, selection and support according to university specific criteria, housing stability scholarship review of application information and eligibility requirements, verification of enrollment and long distance requirements, and program implementation national work study scholarship review of basic eligibility and student aid bracket information, selection of work-study students, and assignment of workplaces. Applying for the National Work-Study Scholarship alone does not result in a work assignment. You must additionally check each university's selection schedule and criteria. The Housing Stability Scholarship is also affected by whether your university participates. Processing example, consider a current student who applied before 18:00 on September 9. A check on September 10, showed that required documents were incomplete. Consent from one parent, as a household member, was also still outstanding. The student checks the document name in the document submission status. The student submits the specified family relationship verification document. The household member who has not consented provides consent through identity verification. The student checks both statuses again before 18:00 on September 16. In this case, there is no need to complete a new application. Only the incomplete items in the existing application need to be addressed. However, the completion status must be checked directly in the system. Common mistakes. The most common mistake is confusing application completion with completion of preparation for review. Documents and consent are separate follow-up procedures. Check the following items before the deadline. Mistakenly believing that new applications are also available until September 16, failing to check the completion status after uploading document files, attempting to provide household member consent through the applicant's account, submitting documents that were not requested, assuming that applying for the National Work Study Scholarship includes workplace assignment, mistakenly believing that relief applications for current students result in automatic payment if the contents of a document are unclear. It may be difficult to verify the relationship. You should also avoid mistakenly uploading another person's documents. Before submission, check the applicant and the person for whom the document was issued. Proof after submission and responding to errors, keeping a personal record of the screen immediately after submission can help with verification. However, a screenshot does not replace the official completion status. You must check the latest processing status in the system again. Check the submission date, time, and file name. Check the document submission status screen again. Check the consent status of each household member separately. If an error persists, contact the foundation before the deadline. Ask the scholarship office at your university about university selection matters. Close to the deadline, it may be difficult to resolve identity verification or file errors. If an incomplete status is shown, identify the cause immediately. Korea Student Aid Foundation support channels are available on the website. Frequently asked questions: if I applied on September 9, are all procedures complete? No. You must separately check whether you are required to submit documents and whether household member consent has been provided. Incomplete items must be completed by 18:00 on September 16. If I am not required to submit documents, do I have nothing else to do? You may not need to submit separate documents. However, you must check the household member consent status separately. Check again to see whether any additional requests have been made. Can the student provide household member consent on their behalf? Household member consent requires identity verification by the applicable household member. First, check the required person and consent status through the student's account. If identity verification is difficult, obtain guidance from the foundation before the deadline. Will a current student be disqualified for applying in the second round? Relief applications may be applied automatically up to twice while enrolled. Even after relief is applied, the applicant undergoes the eligibility review for each scholarship. Check the number of relief applications used and the review result in the application status. Are National Work Study Scholarship recipients also selected on the same day? No. The application and the university's selection of work study students are separate procedures. Check your university's selection schedule and workplace assignment notices.